Venezuela threatens to stop deportation flights if Biden restores sanctions. By Christian K. Caruso on January 31, 2024. Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez threatened the United States on Monday evening with halting deportation flights of Venezuelan migrants coming from the U.S. by February if the oil and gas sanctions the White House recently lifted return. Since October, the socialist regime of dictator Nicolás Maduro has been enjoying a generous oil and gas sanctions relief package awarded by U.S. President Joe Biden in exchange for a vague list of promises toward celebrating a free and fair presidential election in 2024. Weeks before the sanction relief package was granted, the Biden administration signed an agreement with the Maduro regime in October to establish deportation flights of Venezuelan migrants through the regime's dubious Vuelta a la Patria, Return to the Homeland, program. Related video, official, we're considering expanding asylum opportunities to deal with influx of Venezuelan migrants. According to the socialist regime, Venezuela received 11 deportation flights from the United States as of December 31. The Maduro regime did not publicly disclose the total amount of migrants who returned in those flights. The Maduro regime, which has taken no material steps towards fulfilling its commitments in the elections deal, has so far failed to uphold the terms of the agreement, opting to instead double down on its persecution of political dissidents. Additionally, the nation's top court, the Supreme Tribunal of Justice, TSJ, ruled to uphold a ban imposed on top opposition presidential candidate Maria Corina Machado that prevents her from running against Maduro in the prospective electoral event. In response, the Biden administration rescinded the sanctions relief granted to the state-owned Minervan Oil Company and gave the Maduro regime an April deadline to comply with the free and fair electoral agreements or it will reinstate the oil and gas sanctions lifted in October. Related video, Venezuelans celebrate their march from Venezuela to El Paso, Texas. Rodriguez issued a threat on social media in response to a statement issued by State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, who reiterated that the sanctions relief package granted would only be renewed past its current April 18 expiration date if the regime commits to a free and fair election. Rodriguez wrote, Venezuela rejects the rude and undue blackmail and ultimatum issued by the U.S. government. If they, the U.S. government, take the false step of intensifying the economic aggression against Venezuela, at the request of the extremist lackeys in the country, as of February 13, the repatriation flights of Venezuelan migrants would be immediately revoked, and any existing cooperation mechanism would be reviewed as a countermeasure against the deliberate attempt to strike at the Venezuelan oil and gas industry. Venezuela, inspired by its historical glory and dignity, will continue its efforts to recover the Venezuelan economy with its own efforts in national unity. Similarly, other high-ranking members of the rogue socialist regime issued other threats to the United States. Jorge Rodriguez, head of the Venezuelan National Assembly and Vice President Delcy Rodriguez's brother, delivered an expletive-laced rant against the United States during Monday's parliamentary session, asserting that the ban on Machado will be maintained. You have until April, they say. Save yourselves the lapse, you fucking Yankees, Rodriguez said. Because the sovereign decision made by the political administrative chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice in the activation of the mechanism elaborated within the framework of the Barbados Agreement, which was drafted by the opposition, expressly states that the decision of said chamber must be respected, and the court has already decided. Rodriguez also issued a public invitation to all Venezuelans to elaborate an election calendar proposal to the nation's electoral authority for the upcoming free and fair sham presidential election. Venezuelan Oil Minister Pedro Telechea asserted on Monday that there will be consequences for the United States if it imposes more sanctions on Venezuela. Venezuela is prepared for any circumstance. We as Venezuelans are today more united. If they, the United States, place more sanctions on us, we will prepare ourselves for sanctions, Telechea said. The United States will also suffer the consequences of the measures they take. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.